Okay, imagine you're in a place where the documents you handle aren't just important. They are, well, mission critical.
Right.
Every PDF, every scan, every single report could hold vital intelligence, sensitive personal data, maybe the details of a national security threat.
And you're dealing with just massive volumes of this stuff,
yeah.
Flawlessly, fast.
Exactly. We're talking about environments like the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's National Targeting Center, the NTC.
It sounds intense, doesn't it? And, you know, most of us think of Adobe Acrobat Pro as just maybe a way to open a PDF or combine a couple of files.
Yeah, pretty basic stuff, usually.
But for the analysts and officers of the NTC, it becomes this powerful, really sophisticated tool set. It's not just document software. It's part of their operational capability.
And that's exactly what our deep dive is about today. We managed to get our hands on something really interesting, an advanced training guide for Acrobat Pro. And it was created specifically for the people at the NTC.
Mm.
This guide kind of pulls back the curtain on how a tool many of us use daily is leveraged in a genuinely high-stakes environment.
What's fascinating here is seeing how a piece of software, you know, designed for general office use, gets adapted and really pushed to its limits.
Right.
Pushed to meet these rigorous demands of national security operations where precision, absolute security, and speed are just paramount.
So our mission today is basically to unpack this guide.
Mm.
What are the surprising capabilities of Acrobat Pro that the NTC relies on? What makes them essential?
And critically, what can we learn from their advanced techniques, you know, to handle our own important information more effectively?
Yeah, whether that's tackling complex personal projects, managing sensitive business documents, or maybe just getting seriously organized.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's get started. Let's unpack this NTC training guide.
So the guide kicks off making it crystal clear. This isn't your basic 101 training.
No.
It's designed to lift NTC personnel way beyond simple PDF tasks. The goal is really to turn Acrobat Pro into a robust tool for their mission-critical work.
Directly enhancing efficiency, security, their whole ability to manage information.
Exactly.
So who exactly are they training here? It sounds like it's for the folks really living and breathing documents day in, day out.
That's right. Think intelligence analysts, case managers, anyone generating reports or dealing with secure information where mistakes just aren't an option.
They're not just viewing docs.
No, definitely not. They're analyzing evidence, building complex case files, redacting sensitive sources, generating official reports, making sure every bit of information is handled according to really strict protocols.
So Acrobat isn't just some sideline tool for them.
Not at all. It's central to their workflow.
And the guide explicitly links these software capabilities back to the NTC mission itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does something like robust redaction directly support threat identification?
Well, think about it. Threat identification often relies on analyzing intelligence from really sensitive sources.
Okay.
Being able to reliably redact that source information is absolutely vital to protecting ongoing operations, maybe even human assets.
Okay.
The guide also emphasizes things like using forms and e-signatures for faster processes, implementing secure handling through passwords, but also integration with systems like Microsoft Purview Information Protection, MPIP, and ensuring documents meet federal accessibility standards like Section 508. That's a big one, too.
So it's definitely not just about knowing where the buttons are. It's about acquiring specific skills that directly support those core operational objectives.
Precisely. The software isn't passive. It's an active enabler, protecting data, streamlining critical work. It transforms Acrobat from just a viewer into a key operational tool.
Okay, efficiency.
Crucial.
Well, anywhere, but I imagine, especially when dealing with the volume and sensitivity at the NTC.
Absolutely.
The guide touches on the interface and mentions enhancements in newer versions, like Acrobat Pro 2024, designed specifically for speed.
Yeah, they point out features like the streamlined UI in 2024, making tools quicker to access. I mean, when you're under pressure, every single click saved really matters.
And there's that small but actually really smart feature they highlight, the ability to star important files right in the home view.
That might seem minor, you know? But think about the NTC context. Starring could mean marking urgent intel reports, active case files, maybe frequently referenced policy docs.
It creates like a personalized speed dial list.
Exactly. Imagine saving even 30 seconds searching for a critical file when seconds genuinely count. That adds up incredibly fast when you're dealing with hundreds, maybe thousands of documents daily.
Yeah.
It's a simple feature that becomes a really significant time saver in a high volume, high pressure job.
And this ties right into customizing the workspace, which the guide strongly recommends. Things like tailoring toolbars, building custom tool sets.
Yeah. And this raises an important question I think we should all ask ourselves. How much time do we collectively waste just navigating software menus instead of actually doing the core job?
Good point.
For NTC users, customizing their workspace means their specific tools for, say, case file assembly or maybe daily briefing prep are instantly available. It just removes friction from critical, repeated workflows.
They also cover the essential file management basics, different view options, using keyboard shortcuts like for fitting pages, Ctrl plus 0, Ctrl plus 2.
Absolutely fundamental.
Yeah.
And keyboard shortcuts aren't just for, you know, power users. They're essential muscle memory for anyone who uses software heavily.
Like searching for text, Ctrl plus F, or saving, Ctrl plus S.
Right. These simple actions, performed dozens or hundreds of times a day, contribute significantly to overall efficiency when they become instantaneous.
So for you, the listener, even if you're not dealing with national security threats.
Hopefully not.
But take a moment to think about your own most common software tasks. Can you customize a toolbar? Learn a few key shortcuts?
The guide shows how these small efficiency gains become mission-critical time savers in a demanding environment, and they can definitely do the same for you.
Okay, moving beyond just efficiency, the guide dives into handling information at scale, creating PDFs from all sorts of sources, MS Office files, web pages.
Which is crucial for capturing volatile online intel, by the way.
Good point. And especially scanned documents.
Ah, scanned documents. But they have to be more than just flat images for analysis, right?
Exactly. That's where the guide emphasizes the absolute necessity of OCR optical character recognition for scanned documents at the NTC.
Imagine getting scanned evidence or old paper reports. Without OCR, it's basically just a picture. You can't search it. You can't select text, copy data, analyze it digitally.
So here's where it gets really interesting. OCR transforms that static image of text into machine-readable text.
It's the bridge.
Yeah. It's the bridge that turns a stack of paper, maybe historical records or incoming physical evidence, into searchable, analyzable intelligence data. It's fundamental for integrating, you know, legacy or non-digital info into modern workflows.
They also discuss creating interactive forms from scratch, which is apparently enhanced in 2024, and those crucial document assembly tasks, combining various files into one report or splitting a massive assessment into smaller sections.
And there's that specific feature in ACRAP Pro 2024 for splitting, extracting discontinuous pages directly from the thumbnail view.
That's another one of those small, almost hidden features, but it's a huge time saver in practice.
How so?
Well, if you only need, say, page 3, page 10, and page 55 from some sprawling 500-page document, being able to just click those three specific thumbnails and extract just them, it's significantly faster and way less error-prone than trying to manage complex page ranges or extracting them one by one.
Ah, I see. Okay, now the guide gets into two features that sound absolutely key for managing large volumes, complex cases, PDF portfolios and Bates numbering. Let's really unpack those.
Okay, first, a PDF portfolio. This is far more than just merging files into one big PDF. Think of it more like a digital project binder or maybe a case file folder that can hold, well, almost anything.
Anything. Like what?
It contains multiple files, Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, images, presentations, even audio or video files. But crucially, it holds them in their native formats.
Wait, so they aren't converted or flattened into the PDF itself.
Exactly. They sit inside the portfolio wrapper, but maintain their original format.
So you could open a Word doc inside the portfolio, and it actually opens as a Word doc. You can edit it.
Precisely. And that's why it's so powerful for the NTC. They can organize these complex cases with all their diverse materials reports, emails, spreadsheets, photos, call logs, whatever, into one single manageable package.
And you can open and even edit those files in their native apps directly from the portfolio.
Yes. It simplifies sharing this whole collection. And critically, you can search across all the different file types within that single portfolio simultaneously.
Wow, that flexibility is huge. Imagine assembling a complete case file, every piece of evidence, every analysis, all easily searchable in just one place. No more digging through like five different disconnected folders.
Right, absolutely. And then alongside portfolios, the guide details Bates numbering.
Okay, this sounds very official, like something you hear about in legal dramas.
Yeah.
It's basically about putting numbers on pages, right?
That's the basic idea, yes, but its purpose is critical. It's about applying a unique sequential identifier to every single page across a set of documents.
Okay.
It's fundamental in legal contexts for evidentiary purposes, or really managing any large volume of documents where precise, irrefutable page identification is necessary for reference, for tracking, for accountability.
So for the NKC, this isn't just numbering pages like in a book. It's preparing documents for potential legal review, maybe responding to discovery requests, or just maintaining strict control over huge volumes of intelligence documentation where you need to reference specific pages reliably.
Exactly. The guide covers customization options, adding prefixes, suffixes, controlling the number of digits. You might add a case ID as a prefix, maybe a confidentiality level code as a suffix.
It's contextually useful.
Right. This isn't just slapping numbers on pages. It's about maintaining chain of custody and ensuring rigorous accountability in critical documentation. It makes the numbering system itself carry useful information, compliant with their procedures.
So for you, the listener, whether you're dealing with complex projects, maybe managing financial records for tax season, or preparing documents for any kind of official process, tools like portfolios and Bates numbering show how structured organization can bring order to potential chaos.
Yeah, and provide a level of control you might not have thought possible with just your regular documents.
Okay, now we get into what is arguably the most critical area for the NTC, securing sensitive information.
Absolutely paramount. And the guide emphasizes it requires a multi-layered approach using Acrobat Pro's tools.
This is where Acrobat really stops being just a productivity tool and becomes like a security gatekeeper.
Yeah.
They start with password protection, which most people have probably seen, but they make an important distinction.
Yes. The guide clearly differentiates between the open password, which simply controls who can view the document at all,
right,
and the permissions password. This lets people view it, but restricts specific actions like printing, editing, copying text, maybe filling in form fields.
So for the NTC, this could mean an early draft report might have an open password just for authorized viewers.
While maybe a final widely distributed policy document might have a permissions password to prevent unauthorized alterations, but perhaps still allow printing for official use.
Makes sense. They also mentioned certificate-based security for even higher levels, which you'd expect in their environment. But the really serious security deep dive seems to be into redaction.
Oh, yeah. This is absolutely critical, and the guide stresses it repeatedly. Redaction in Acrobat Pro is about permanent removal.
Not just covering something up.
No, it's not just drawing a black box over text or using an opaque highlighter tool in some other app. If not done properly with a real redaction tool, the underlying sensitive data can often still be recovered. Acrobat's redaction tool goes in and actually deletes the selected content permanently from the file structure.
And they highlight a really powerful tool here, Find Text and Redact.
Okay, this is essential for the NTC. Imagine manually reviewing potentially thousands of pages to find and black out every single instance of a sensitive name, a location, a piece of personally identifiable information.
Tedious and risky.
Incredibly tedious and definitely prone to human error. Find Text and Redact lets them search for specific words, phrases, or even patterns like social security numbers, specific case number formats, code words across potentially multiple documents at once, and mark all occurrences for redaction automatically.
And it's basically automating precision insecurity work.
Exactly. It drastically cuts the risk of missing that one critical piece of sensitive data buried deep within some long report.
And you can customize how the redaction looks.
Yeah, the tool is flexible. You can choose a simple black box, or you can have overlay text appear, like redacted source information or redacted PII. You can even use specific redaction codes required by their procedures, which helps create an audit trail.
And the final step is key.
Absolutely crucial. The guide reinforces this. You must apply the redactions to make them permanent and the absolute best practice. Save the redacted version with a new file name. Never overwrite the original, just in case, and to avoid any potential remnants being left behind.
Okay, so that handles the visible stuff you want to remove. But the guide also introduces another layer, sanitization.
Right, because PDFs can contain a lot of hidden information that isn't immediately obvious just by looking at the page.
Like what kind of hidden info?
We're talking about metadata, the author's name, creation dates, the software used. It could be comments added during a review cycle, hidden layers, maybe data from form fields that were filled and then cleared, even remnants of content that was deleted previously, or embedded JavaScripts.
Well, okay. And sanitization cleans all that up.
Exactly. Think of it as scrubbing the file clean beyond just the visible page content. So even if you've perfectly redacted the text you can see, that old version of the document might still have sensitive data lurking in the document properties or in the comment history or somewhere else non-visible.
Sanitization removes all that hidden data.
Correct. For comprehensive security at the NTC, doing both redaction for visible content and sanitization for hidden data is often a mandatory sequence before a document leaves a secure environment or gets shared more broadly.
And finally, on security, they point out a significant enhancement in Acrobat Pro 2024, specifically relevant for organizations using Microsoft systems. Native support for Microsoft Purview Information Protection, MPIP.
Right. MPIP is Microsoft's system for classifying and protecting documents using sensitivity labels. You know, things like confidential, internal use only, or CUI, controlled unclassified information, which are very common in government and large enterprises.
And Acrobat Pro 2024 now supports applying and editing these labels directly within Acrobat.
Yes, natively, which really streamlines compliance.
So if your organization uses these MPIP labels, you can classify an NTC document right there in Acrobat, and it automatically enforces the related security policies.
That's the idea. And the guide makes sure to highlight the FedRAMP moderate authorization for this feature.
Which means?
It means it meets stringent federal government security requirements for cloud services. So it integrates Acrobat seamlessly into these broader enterprise-level security and compliance frameworks.
Okay. So for you, the listener, the big takeaway here is understanding that real document security goes way beyond simple passwords.
Definitely.
It requires dedicated tools like permanent redaction and hidden data sanitization. And just recognizing the layers of security available, even integration with enterprise classification systems, shows the level of diligence needed for truly sensitive information, whatever your field might be.
Okay, let's pivot a bit to streamlining operational workflows using forms and e-signatures. These are areas where the NTC guide highlights some significant efficiency gains.
Right. The guide details creating interactive PDF forms. They mentioned creating them from scratch, apparently enhanced in 2024, converting existing documents or using templates.
And when converting existing documents, Acrobat's AI, Adobe Sensei, can auto-detect form fields, which is a pretty good starting point. But the guide appropriately stresses that NTC users must always manually review and adjust those auto-generated fields. You have to ensure they're accurate and meet their specific procedural requirements. No shortcuts there.
Makes sense. They list essential form field types relevant to NTC work text fields for names, descriptions, checkboxes for yes/no, radio buttons for selecting just one option, like a risk level.
Drop-down lists for standardized selections, maybe like assigning it to a specific NTC unit. Gate fields, standard stuff, but crucial.
And they really dig into the advanced field properties. Those seem vital for ensuring data accuracy and maybe automating calculations within the forms themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about features like validation, which can make fields required, or limit input to specific formats, like only numbers within a certain range.
Okay.
And calculation fields that can automatically sum up costs entered elsewhere or perform other computations based on other fields in the form.
That seems crucial for standardizing data capture, ensuring everything's complete, and saving time that would otherwise be spent manually checking data or doing calculations after the form is submitted.
For sure. And for distributing these forms and collecting responses, the guide covers methods like sending via email and having responses automatically returned, or setting up a shared location on an internal server to collect the completed forms.
Yeah, and there's a built-in tracker tool.
Yeah, the tracker helps manage who has responded, who hasn't. And the collected data can be compiled into a single response file, which is often actually a PDF portfolio containing all the submitted forms.
And a key point they make, which is important for anyone distributing forms widely, you usually have to enable reader extended PDF rights.
Ah, yes. If you want people using the free Acrobat Reader software to be able to fill out and save the completed form data.
Right. Otherwise, they can fill it out, but they can't save their work.
Right.
A small technical step, but critical if your recipients aren't all using Acrobat Pro. The other major workflow feature they detail is e-signatures using Acrobat Sign.
Right. Acrobat Sign is Adobe's separate but integrated cloud-based service. It's designed specifically for legally binding electronic signatures.
So for the NTC, this means digitizing approval processes, getting supervisor sign-off on reports, authorizing requests, signing internal paperwork.
All done electronically. No need to print, sign physically, scan it back in. a huge time saver.
And a major selling point for NTC and other federal agencies, highlighted in the guide, is that Acrobat Sign has FedRAMP moderate authorization.
Which, again, signifies that the service meets those rigorous federal security and risk management standards for cloud products.
So for the NTC, it's not just a convenient way to get a signature. It's a secure, compliant solution helping them move towards mandated paperless government operations. So for you, the listener, whether it's a job application, a contract, or just getting approvals within your own team, digitizing forms and implementing e-signatures, especially using a reliable, perhaps compliant service, can drastically cut down on paper, save a ton of time, improve accuracy, and create a much clearer audit trail.
Now, a critically important section in the guide really reflecting federal mandates is document accessibility.
Right. For agencies like the NTC, ensuring their information is accessible to people with disabilities isn't just, you know, a nice thing to do. It's a legal requirement, primarily driven by Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act, which aligns with WTCAG guidelines.
It's about promoting inclusivity, making sure everyone can access vital government information, and of course, avoiding legal non-compliance issues.
Acrobat Pro includes an accessibility checker, which the guide recommends starting with.
Yes, but it also issues a pretty stark warning. The checker results need manual check for many crucial things.
Why is that manual check so absolutely vital? Can't the software just tell you if it's accessible or not?
Because accessibility isn't just about detecting technical code errors, it's fundamentally about the user experience. The checker can't reliably tell if the logical reading order of complex content actually makes sense when read aloud by a screen reader, or if the color contrast between text and background is sufficient for someone with visual impairments, or if the alternative text provided for an image actually conveys the intended information meaningfully.
Those things require human judgment.
Exactly. Human review is essential for those aspects.
This leads to a detailed look in the guide at the tags panel and the reading order tool.
Okay, think of PDF tags as the invisible structure of the document, like the headings, H1, paragraphs, P, lists, table structures, similar to what you'd use in HTML or a well-structured Word document.
And screen readers rely on these.
Entirely. Screen readers and other assistive technologies use these tags to navigate and understand the content. A properly tagged PDF is the absolute foundation of accessibility. Without good tags, it's just a jumble of words to the technology.
And the tags panel is where you can see and manipulate that underlying structure.
Precisely. You can inspect the tags, add missing ones, delete incorrect ones, correct the tag types, like changing something tagged as a paragraph to a heading, and crucially, ensure the tags are in the correct logical reading order that matches how a person would naturally read the page.
And the reading order tool helps with that.
Yes, it gives you a visual overlay on the page itself, showing numbered boxes around content blocks, indicating the sequence assistive tech will follow. You can drag and drop to reorder these blocks or mark purely decorative elements like lines or background images as artifacts, so they're ignored by screen readers.
The guide really emphasizes repeatedly that manually verifying and correcting these tags and their reading order is crucial.
Especially for complex NTC documents. Think about things with sidebars, multi-column layouts, intricate tables, charts.
Yeah.
Even if you use cloud-based auto-tagging features as a starting point, the guide is clear. It demands a thorough manual review to get it right.
They also cover specific accessibility needs for forms, like adding tooltips.
Right. Tooltips act as the accessible names that screen readers announce for form fields so users know what information to enter. And ensuring a logical tab order is vital so users navigating with a keyboard can easily move from one field to the next in a sensible sequence.
And other best practices are listed. Setting the correct document language and title, writing meaningful alternative text, alt text, for images to describe visual information.
Which is critical if the image conveys important content.
Verifying sufficient color contrast, ensuring tables are properly tagged as accessible tables, not just visually formatted, making sure links have descriptive text instead of just click here.
And even checking the document in reflow view, which simulates how it might appear on a small screen or when magnified, stripping away some layout to focus on reading order.
And a critical point from the source, which applies pretty much everywhere, accessibility is easiest and most effective if you build it in from the start. In the source document, like Word or InDesign, before converting to PDF.
Absolutely. Acrobat is then used as the finishing tool for verification, fine-tuning, and any necessary remediation that couldn't be done in the source app.
So for you, the listener, this section really highlights that thinking about accessibility isn't just some compliance checkbox for government agencies.
Not at all.
It's fundamentally about ensuring your information is truly usable by everyone and understanding that the underlying structural integrity of your digital dotch, documents, the tags, the reading order, matters just as much, if not more, than how they look visually on the screen.
Shifting gears slightly, the guide also explores how NTC personnel can work smarter together through collaboration features and also leverage automation to reclaim valuable time.
Streamlining reviews sounds like a big one. They mentioned using shared reviews.
Right, where multiple people can comment on a single central PDF, maybe hosted on a shared server or SharePoint, and all their feedback is consolidated in one place. It avoids those endless email chains with slightly different versions attached.
It's cleaner. The guide details the standard commenting tools, sticky notes, text highlighting, strike-through drawing tools, stamps.
And the ability to mention colleagues to direct specific feedback or questions right within the PDF context.
These features basically replace clunky manual markups and scattered email feedback with a structured, centralized system.
Which is essential for drafting and revising critical documents like intelligence assessments, reports, or standard operating procedures in a clear, trackable way. Managing comments, sorting, filtering, checking status, it's all built in.
A really powerful collaboration feature they detail is comparing document versions.
Oh, yeah. If you've ever had to manually check an updated version of a document against an older one, maybe a dense report or a legal brief to see exactly what's changed.
It's painful and easy to miss something.
Incredibly time-consuming and definitely prone to error. The Compare Files tool in Acrobat automates this whole process.
How does it work?
You feed it the two versions and it goes through both, highlighting all the differences, additions, deletions, changes to text, changes to images, even formatting modifications.
And you can view them side by side.
Yes, typically side by side or in a consolidated report format. You can systematically navigate through each identified change, making sure you understand exactly what was altered between versions.
This must save immense time compared to printing two versions and holding them up to the light or using highlighters.
Absolutely. And for NTC, it guarantees they catch every single edit in an evolving intelligence report, a policy update, or a legal filing. It prevents unintended alterations from slipping through and ensures everyone is reviewing the correct final version after rounds of revisions.
Okay, and now for something that really feels like leveraging the software's full power. Automating tasks with actions, sometimes called the action wizard or guided actions.
This is where Acrobat Pro really becomes a workflow automation engine. What are actions? They're essentially programmable sequences of commands. You can bundle multiple steps you perform regularly on documents into a single repeatable action that runs with just one click.
And why is this such a big deal, especially for the NTC?
Three main reasons. It's a significant time saver. It drastically reduces errors on repetitive multi-step tasks. And it ensures absolute consistency in document processing according to established procedures.
It's a force multiplier.
Definitely. It's a powerful force multiplier for analysts and officers whose time is much better spent on actual analysis and investigation, not on tedious, repetitive document prep.
Can you give an example of what kind of action they might set up based on the guide?
Sure. The guide provides conceptual examples. You could create a custom action called, say, prepare NTC report for internal review. And that action could automatically apply a draft watermark, maybe run the accessibility checker, apply a specific permissions password to prevent editing but still allow commenting, and then save the document to a specific network folder with for review added to the file name.
All done in one click.
All done in one click. Or maybe you have a secure and archive case file action.
What would that do?
It could apply a required open password, potentially run the Find Text and Redact tool to automatically mark specific predefined patterns if configured, convert the document to the mandatory PDFA standard for long-term archiving, and then save it to the secure archive location.
It automates the routine, compliance-heavy parts of the job.
Exactly. You define the sequence of steps once, set the parameters, often configuring it to run without prompting the user for maximum automation, and then it runs reliably every single time.
And they can share these custom actions.
Yes, that's a key point. Teams can create and share actions to ensure standardized procedures are followed consistently by everyone.
So for you, the listener, Think about any routine sequences of steps you perform on your own documents. Maybe it's applying headers and footers, saving in a specific format, adding certain metadata, applying security settings, converting to a different version.
Could you combine those steps into a single action in Acrobat? It could potentially free up a surprising amount of your time for higher value activities.
Finally, the guide covers the final output of NTC work, exporting documents, and critically, adhering to specific PDF standards.
Right. They briefly mention exporting to Microsoft Office formats, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and note that Acrobat Pro 2024 has improved fidelity here.
Bling.
Meaning things like complex headers, intricate tables, and overlapping objects tend to transfer more accurately when you export from PDF back to an Office format.
Which is important for NTC personnel who might need to extract data or content from a PDF report and reuse it elsewhere.
Exactly. Better conversion fidelity means less time spent manually cleaning up the resulting Word or Excel document.
But the real emphasis in this final section, and frankly one of the most crucial technical points for government agencies like NTC, is on PDF standards.
Absolutely critical. While standards like PDFX for print exchange or PDFE for engineering documents exist, the guide focuses heavily, and rightly so, on the most critical standard for the NTC, PDFA.
PDFA. The A stands for archive, right?
Yeah.
Why is that standard so fundamental for the NTC and government work in general?
Its entire purpose is long-term preservation. PDFA is an ISO standard designed to ensure that a document created today will be viewable and reproducible exactly as it is decades from now, regardless of future changes in software, hardware, or operating systems.
How does it guarantee that?
It forces the PDF to be completely self-contained. It requires things like embedding all the necessary fonts directly within the file. It specifies how color information must be managed. And crucially, it forbids features that could break over time or depend on external factors, things like embedded audio, video, and older versions, JavaScript, or certain types of encryption.
And this ties directly into meeting federal record-keeping requirements, particularly those set by NARON, the National Archives and Records Administration.
Precisely. For the NTC, converting official records, finalized intelligence reports, closed case files, legal documents, internal policies to PDFA before they go into the official archive isn't optional. It's almost certainly mandatory based on NRI guidelines and internal CBPDHS policies.
It's about ensuring that vital data and evidence from today remain accessible and usable far into the future, preserving history, ensuring accountability.
Exactly. If a critical document isn't saved in the PDFA format, there's a genuine risk it could become partially or completely unreadable as technology inevitably evolves over decades. Fonts might be missing, colors might render incorrectly, the integrity could be lost.
So for NTC personnel, converting to PDFA is likely a standard archiving step, probably built into their workflows.
Yes, perhaps even automated using those actions we talked about. The guide explains how to convert using functions like save as other archivable PDF, PDFA, or using the dedicated PDF standards tool, and also how to verify compliance using the preflight tool within Acrobat. It's a non-negotiable step for preserving critical records in their environment.
Okay, so for you, the listener, this is a really key takeaway for anything you need to keep for the long haul. Not all PDFs are created equal when it comes to long-term survival.
That's a great way to put it.
If you have personal archives, important legal documents, financial records you need for years, or professional documents that need to remain accessible far into the future, seriously consider converting them to PDFA. It's the standard designed specifically to make sure your documents remain accessible and look exactly the same no matter how technology moves on.
So walking through this NTC training guide, we've really seen how Adobe Acrobat Pro transforms, doesn't it? From just a common document viewer into this incredibly powerful, genuinely mission-critical application in a demanding environment like the National Targeting Center.
Yeah, we've seen how advanced features for organization, like portfolios and Bates numbering, rigorous security measures like permanent redaction and sanitization, streamlined collaboration tools, workflow automation through actions, and strict compliance with standards like PDFA, they aren't just about convenience for them.
No, they're foundational. Foundational for efficiency, for security, and for accountability when handling vital information at such a massive scale.
The NTC's deep integration and advanced use of these Acrobat Pro capabilities really show that mastering your tools isn't just about individual productivity anymore.
It's about enabling the entire mission, ensuring data integrity, safeguarding sensitive information, especially in a world just awash with digital documents.
So you've seen how a tool you might use every single day, when pushed to its absolute full potential, becomes a truly indispensable asset in a place where every detail, every layer of security can quite literally mean the difference between success and failure.
Yeah, and this deep dive into NTC-specific use cases for Acrobat Pro really highlights how structured data handling, that multi-layered security approach, compliant archiving, automating repetitive tasks, these aren't just technical features tucked away in software menus. They're essential practices for trustworthy information management in any field, not just national security. So maybe the question for you is, what aspects of your own document workflows could benefit from a similar level of precision, structure, and perhaps even automation?